I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error. Go stronger.
The Terry and Jesse Show, Clarity with Charity, will help you connect the dots. We're not politically correct. We're spiritually correct.
Absolutely.
And both of us are reporting for duty, sir.
Jesse, I've been reporting for duty all night long. People have been calling about the situation in the church, and my phone burned up. I'm going to be honest with you. I went to Mass here at the Sacred Heart Chapel this morning, and we had a lot of people come to Holy Mass, and they all wanted to talk about what can we do for Holy Mother of the Church, and so we're praying, and we're going to be doing some outside masses, and we're going to have confessions available and just keep ministering to people. But, Jess, I always say I'm reporting for duty, sir, but this is really, we're at war in the sense of the war on our soul.
Absolutely.
And so we have to act like we're at war and not just kick back and say, hey, Jesse, are we going to go golfing tomorrow? What? If you ever said that to me, Romero, you know what I'd say to you, dude? I'd say, wake up, Jesse. We're at war.
You'd probably throw some cold water on me.
I would, buddy. And I'd hope you'd knock me out and wake me up if I said something that to you. Jesse, today's show, we got a clip from Ben Carson. I saw this years ago. It was 2016. I remember it. And I went, wow, that was powerful what he said. So I'm glad we're going to be playing that in the second segment. Also, America's worst crisis is not the coronavirus. I would say the worst crisis is a sin crisis, but it's also the liberal media doomsdaying. That's a serious crisis in our country. The liberal media has hoodwinked America. Number three we're going to be talking about, and this is so important for our children, and it's the American Academy of Pediatrics head warns the kids could have suicidal intentions if schools don't reopen. We already know that suicide for young people is going way up. And this is really, really sad that we can't get our kids back into school. Jesse, I have a priest friend right now who's got the coronavirus right now. I've had a mother, sister-in-law. I've had so many. And you know what they say? Yeah, it was a bad flu, man. It was rough. But they got over it, okay? And when we can say that 99.7% of people, and that includes elderly people in rest homes, are surviving this, I think we're really over the top. That's my take. So today's show, we're going to talk about that. But before we get into all that, Jess, let's bring some soul food into the picture, brother.
Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 to 24.
Yep.
That was the reading today at Holy Mass.
Yep.
And it reads, Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done.
Yeah.
Since they had not repented, woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more terrible, or it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. Mm-hmm. And as for you, Capernaum, and by the way, this phrase here where our Lord, he borrows it from Isaiah. This also refers to Satan, by the way, the fathers of the church. Our Lord says, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. So Isaiah spoke this to the wicked king in this time. Mm-hmm. God also speaks this to the devil. And the Son of God also says this to the cities of Capernaum, Bethsaida, and Chorazin. It goes on to say, for if the mighty deeds, that word mighty deeds means miracles. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Wow.
A couple things I want to just mention here. Right before our Lord gives these words, This section is called in Scripture, Jesus upbraids the unrepentant cities, because he was preaching in these cities and performing miracles, and they weren't moved at all. Their hearts were hardened. And right before this, they had just, the Pharisees and Sadducees had just called Jesus a glutton and a drunkard. And so our Lord, what he's actually, and by the way, yeah, and the establishment looked at our Lord Jesus Christ, they looked at him like a stubborn and rebellious Jewish son. Okay? That's the words that they were calling Christ. They looked at him as a rebellious and just a stubborn Jewish son of Israel. And so Chorazin and Bethsaida, these are two cities north of the Sea of Galilee, and they were privileged because Christ was preaching and performing miracles there. They saw his miracles. So our Lord is saying that they're going to have greater guilt on Judgment Day for rejecting our Lord Jesus Christ than those Gentile cities of Tyre and Sidon, because they're north of Palestine. They're not even in the country of the Jews. They're off the coast of Phoenicia. They were pagan cities. And so Jesus is saying, God's going to have more mercy on those pagan cities where I'd never perform miracles than on you. You saw my works. And also our Lord is also saying that Bethsaida, Chorazin, Capernaum, what a privilege to have had the Son of God there performing his ministry. But the fact is, even Capernaum, they rejected Jesus' preaching and his works. I mean, this was his childhood home of Nazareth was Nazareth, but as an adult, he lived in Capernaum. And our Lord is basically rebuking these three cities, Jewish cities, and he's recalling God's judgment on the king of Babylon back in the days of Isaiah. And really, Capernaum, our Lord lived there with Peter. That was where they lived together as adults. Capernaum signifies, the fathers of the church say, that Capernaum signifies the soul that receives Christ but falls into mortal sin. Because Christ dwelt there, the fallen away and prideful soul is subject to harsher judgment. And it makes me, Terry, think about people like Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Garcetti. These are baptized Catholics.
Yep.
And the Bible says that somebody who once belonged to Christ, when they fall away and become prideful,
ooh,
their condition now is worse than
absolutely
before they were even baptized.
That's just a fact, Jesse. Hey, I appreciate that input. I want to bring Bishop Sheen into the room because he's got something to say about our full Sheen ahead. Bishop Sheen has something to say about freedom, Jesse, and I think he nails it. He says, freedom does not mean the right to do whatever we please, but rather to do as we ought. He continues, the right to do whatever we please reduces freedom to a physical power and forgets the freedom is a moral power. So, Jesse, this freedom to do, you know, commit abortion, we have a freedom to choose to kill unborn babies in our country, we have a freedom to do terrible things and rioting, and you know what? That's your choice, because God gives people freedom to choose good over evil, but that doesn't necessarily mean everybody's going to do the right thing. Because let's face it, Jesse, the only value in saying yes to God is you have the freedom to say no. So my message on this is this: repent and believe in the gospel and choose God's way over our way.
That's right, and that's why God gave us the Ten Commandments. Those are eternal, timeless.
Yep.
Everybody, that's the standard for the entire human race. We will all be judged by the Ten Commandments, which God calls the natural law that he put in the human heart.
Yep.
Terry, today's the feast day of Saint
Kateri. Yeah, let's talk about her. She's a great
Tekakwitha.
Yes.
Saint Kateri, pray for us.
Amen.
Especially right now, Terry, since we know that a lot of American Indians are aligned right now with,
yep,
Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Mixed up.
And, yeah, they're mixed up and stuff. They're just, at this point, they're saying, hey, you know what? We've got a beef as well. And they're becoming opportunists.
Yep.
And the worst, their concupiscence is kicking in their fallen nature.
Yep.
And they're going and attacking Catholic statues of St. Junipero Serra,
yep,
up and down the coast. But St. Kateri Tekakwitha, she was born around 1656 in the Mohawk village of Osernon. It's now known as Auraville, New York.
I've been there many times. Yep.
She lost her parents and brother in a smallpox epidemic at, mm-hmm, the age of four.
That's right.
And from her youth, She already was demonstrating an incredible interior innocence, and she refused her relative's attempts to arrange a marriage. She embraced the Catholic faith at the age of 20. She entered the Jesuit mission at St. Louis near Montreal, and there, St. Kateri devoted herself to good works and to praying for her fellow Mohawks. And at the age of 23, she made a public vow of perpetual virginity. St. Kateri died of illness in 1680, and 15 minutes after her death, her face, pockmarked with smallpox and scars, grew clear and luminous. St. Kateri, she was a wise virgin from among the number of the prudent who has gone forth with her lighted lamp to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. St. Kateri, pray for us.
Pray for us. She was known as the Lily. She was known, I should say, as the Lily of the Mohawks, which is, I think, a great way to say talk about her. Jesse, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Ben Carson. He's blasting Black Lives Matters. But I also want to mention Pitch. We have our church being painted. We just got the paint donated, 150 gallons of paint. We also have $7,000 of the $12,000 donated for the labor to paint the church. If people want to help us on painting our chapel, our church, our rectory, our offices, the studio, outside, it's time, call me, 661-972-7872, or call the studio or go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org and say, I want to help with the painting of the facility. We'll be right back with a clip that will blow you away. It blew me away when I heard it the first time. Dr. Ben Carson blasts Black Lives Matter, and we'll be right back to show you that. We're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
This is Rated R, Righteous, Respectful, and Rejuvenating. Amen. The Terry and Jesse Show. We aspire to inspire until we expire.
That's right.
And while doing so, we may even perspire, especially me in Arizona. Terry, we've got Ben Carson, who ran for president in 2016. He now works for President Trump.
That's right.
For the Department
of
HUD.
Very smart man.
Oh, Terry, this guy's a brain surgeon. He is. And he's also a believer. He's a Protestant believer. He's a man of goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hear a small clip that he it was an interview when he was running for president 4 years ago. I think that there's so many things that we can draw from.
Okay. Hey, okay. Jesse, one more quick note I want to mention. I almost forgot. Bishop Rich Strickland will be on after our show. It's his second show that he's doing. He comes on Tuesdays after the Terry and Jesse show. You won't want to miss it. It's a fantastic show on the Ten Commandments. You talked about the Ten Commandments earlier in our show. He's going through that. But he's also going to, in the first segment, I got a teaser. He's going to be talking about the powerful prayer of the rosary and what we should be doing. He's going to have some storytelling on the power of the rosary. Now, this is our local, not local, he's our bishop in Tyler, Texas, so I don't want people to forget. This is a man that's really on fire. All right, let's get back to the Dr. Ben Carson's clip about Black Lives Matter. Play that clip.
Well, it is a big problem. And actually, there are a lot of people in the black community who actually think the way that I do, but it's very risky to actually say it, because then you'll be called a name, you'll be scorned. And that is what the established progressive party wants. They don't want anybody to speak out against this. And they want to demonize anybody who does so, because they want to maintain their power. And I think a lot of people are starting to wake up. I'm not sure they're going to be able to maintain this grasp over the black community going into the future. I'm certainly hoping that's the case.
You talk about how you believed it was your destiny to wind up dead on the streets, that you also thought, like your older cousins, you would not live to see adulthood. But your mother changed everything for you. And you've said similar things in the past, and people have dismissed you as oversimplifying the problems in inner city America with the library card.
Well, I can tell you, if I could multiply my mother and put her in all of those homes with little kids growing up, you would see a very different outcome.
How? You know, the person who really has... What was it about her messaging to you?
Well, she refused to be a victim, and she refused to let us be victims. And she always said, there is something that you can do. You do not have to sit around and wait for somebody else to do things for you. And that really informed the way that I thought about things. It informed the way that my brother thought about things. And, you know, there were other people that I knew in the neighborhood whose parents were like that, who also turned out to be shining examples. It's not a fluke by any stretch of the imagination.
You talk about the schools and how abysmally they have failed inner city America, saying the teachers' unions, their failures don't kill as quickly as a bullet. But they do kill as surely as one.
Absolutely, because education is the great divide in this country. It doesn't matter what your ethnic background or your socioeconomic background is. If you get a good education, you write your own ticket. End of story. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. And we need to be emphasizing that. You know, one of the things that I tell people all the time is during slavery, it was illegal to teach a slave to read. Now, why do you think that was? Because even those evil masters knew that an educated man is a free man.
I know you say you believe the Democrats, they basically want to provide public assistance for these communities as opposed to help them, encourage them to lift themselves out, to change their lives as you did in your own family. But you also cast blame on the Republicans for ignoring these communities. Do you sense a real opportunity? I think this assumption by many is that black voters in inner city America are not going to vote for a Republican, even a black Republican doctor success story like yourself.
Well, you know, I've had many black Democrats come up to me recently and say, you make so much sense. I'm a Democrat, but I'm voting for you. I get that all the time. And I know that's exactly what the progressives are afraid of and don't want to hear. But at some point, people are going to start thinking about their own interest. And myself and a number of my Republican colleagues are very interested in putting together mechanisms that allow people to climb out of dependency and to become strong parts of the fabric of America. That's what we're working on. It doesn't do any good to pat people on the head and give them all the little things that they need so that they're satisfied in a state of dependency. That's exactly what we don't need. That's killing us. And I think people are waking up to that.
You write in your piece, we don't want a plan to give us public housing in nice neighborhoods. We want an end to excuses for schools that leave us without the means to buy our own houses, where we choose to live. We want the skills needed to compete, not a consolation prize with Section 8 food stamps and a lifetime of government paperwork. And to the Republican Party, we need to tell them they have ignored us for too long. Dr. Carson, great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Wow.
Yep.
Terry, I'll tell you what this tells me.
Tell me, Jeff.
Dr. Ben Carson, he looks at the world with Christian eyes.
Yeah.
He doesn't look at the world with the eyes of race. He looks at the world with the eyes of the gospel. And he understands that there's only basically two types of people on planet Earth, decent and indecent. And I think also that what he was trying to do in this speech, he's trying to tell his black constituents that he was appealing to, I think, in this speech, saying, you know what? Don't blame the white man. Don't blame the white policeman. Start looking at the man in the mirror.
Exactly.
You know, to quote Michael Jackson, rest in peace, no prophet, but he was a pop culture icon for many years.
Yep.
He had a song. It was called Look at the Man in the Mirror. Those words apply to all of us. He says, my grandmother, and notice, not his parents, so obviously he grew up in a broken family,
right?
And yet God's grace kicked in through his grandparents. He said, my grandmother taught me not to be a victim. You know, don't be, oh, I was born black, I was born poor, I'm born in the projects, my parents left me. His grandmother said, don't be a victim.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, he said it, and this happens the same in the Hispanic culture. First of all, we're not monolithic Hispanics or blacks. We all have an independent way of looking at things.
Yep.
And if you don't toe the liberal, progressive, black, and Hispanic line, Ben Carson said it, they're going to call you names. They call me names. This book, Terry, I can't even tell you the firestorm that I've started with the book that I wrote.
The name of the book, Jess?
A Catholic Vote for Trump, and in Spanish, Un Voto Católico por Trump.
I mean,
the Spanish social media is burning up, just insulting me, and some are saying, wow, Jess spoke the words prophetically. Somebody finally says the emperor has no clothes, but the fact is, if you don't toe the liberal establishment line, Dr. Ben Carson says, they'll demonize you, they'll call you names, or what they'll do now is called the cancel culture. We talked about it. They will go to like people that support you and say, hey, you can't be supporting him and stuff, or we're not going to endorse your product, etc. And again, he also talks about those people in the black community and Hispanic community as well. You have race baiters. People, Terry, that make a living out of dividing, like Al Sharpton, for example, okay? Demonizing police, race baiting, and they make a living, Terry, talking about race as the most important problem in America. When Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson should talk about the worst problem facing America is Planned Parenthood killing black babies to the tunes of hundreds every day.
That's right.
And black on black crime.
Yep.
They don't touch that with a 10-foot pole. And I think Ben Carson, another good thing that he says, education makes you a free man. He says, but I'll add something else. I would add to what Dr. Ben Carson says. I would say proper education with a foundation in God makes you a free man. Because if you're going to receive the socialist, secular, humanist, Marxist education, all that's going to do is you're going to end up joining Black Lives Matter or Antifa or Occupy Wall Street because your mind's in darkness. You're going to be trained in moral relativism and atheism and hopelessness. So education has to be grounded in truth. And the last thing he said, then I'll turn it over to you, Terry.
Yeah.
He also says that the state, He says a lot of these race baiters amongst the blacks, like Al Sharpton, for example, he says they try to keep black Americans in a state of dependency to the government. And he goes, that's killing the black community. He said, we need the skills to compete with the rest of society because we have failing schools in black areas. And so, Terry, this guy's a voice of common sense and reason, and I'm sure glad that he's out there in the public square putting in his two cents.
Yes, I have to add one more element that he didn't. He alluded to it, but it's the welfare state. And that took place in the 1965, down in that time when everybody was going to say we needed to bring people out of poverty, and Johnson said it was going to be the great program to get everybody out. And we've spent, like someone said, $27 trillion on welfare. Well, a good portion of it went to black families. And what happened, Jesse, and you said it in your book, fathers ended up leaving because they said, well, if the state's going to take care of my wife and kids, I'll go start another family, and they'll take care of that. And that's what's happened, and it's undermined the family of black families because of and Larry Elder documented this also in his book. Jesse, have you seen his – I want to give a plug to Larry Elder's Uncle Tom book, a movie that he has out. If you go to –
I haven't seen it. I'll watch it this week.
Yeah, it's really good, and it basically is saying the same thing Ben Carson is saying, but I think it would be important. So just – put Larry Elder on your computer, and you'll
maybe
find
we'll
it.
Maybe we'll play the trailer, Terry, next time we come.
Yeah, it's very good, Rich. I've heard it. Yeah. It's very
Terry,
good.
Terry, you know what, Dr. Ben Carson, he said something basically, essentially, that there was a Jewish Holocaust concentration camp prisoner by the name
survivor,
of...
Yeah, survivor, right.
Viktor Frankl.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course.
He survived the Nazi concentration camp. And he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning.
Great
Here's
book.
What he said, Terry. Great. One sentence. He says, there are only two races of men, decent men and indecent men.
There you go.
That's exactly what Ben Carson is saying.
Yep.
They look at the world through the eyes of faith.
That's right.
Not through the bifocals of race. And that's and I think personally, we should never lower the bar for anybody.
I agree.
We should always set the bar high and encourage everybody. Caucasians, blacks, Asians, Hispanics, Russians, to take the moral high ground. We're better than this. When you look at those riots, all I can say is we as humans, we're better than this.
We're all God's children, no matter what color, folks. We come back, the American Academy of Pediatrics head warns kids could have suicidal intentions if schools don't open. We'll be right back with much more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR, live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing, at least, and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
The only tragedy in life is not to become a saint, Leon Bloy. And I know somebody, a good friend of mine named Laura Chavez. Boy, oh boy, she's on the fast track, working out her salvation in fear and trembling. She's on the line. Laura Chavez, you're on the Terry and Jesse Show. We want to know what's going on in Los Angeles and what can people do and what are you involved with?
Hello?
Go ahead, Laura.
Yes, you're on.
I did.
Did you hear my question?
Yes, I did. Okay.
Let me repeat it again.
She got it. Go ahead,
okay.
Laura.
Got it, Laura.
Yeah, I have it. Okay, yeah, so Jesse and Terry,
yes.
Both of you know, so I, like you said, I'm real involved. You know, I just try to follow the Holy Spirit and guide me. And, you know, I pray, but, you know, we have to take action. We're at a point where if we don't do anything, it's really going to be too late. You know, I don't want to live in a socialist economy, a socialist world. In my country, so we really have to step it up now even more and battle. I mean, we know, you know, like President Trump says, we're fighting with the invisible enemy. That's yes. We're under spiritual warfare, and we've got to step it up. And,
what are you organizing on Sundays?
Okay, on Sunday, I've been doing prayer rallies. It's not a protest, and you know, because I just, you know, following what our Blessed Mother has taught us, you know, to crush the head of Satan. We need to be out there praying our rosaries. And I've been involved with America Needs Fatima for the last 10 years.
Good.
Doing public rosary rallies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a nationwide thing. So from doing that for the last 10 years, I've taken that and just stepping it up, you know, and doing more of it. And so now we've been since this whole issue with the BLM has come out with all of this,
mm-hmm.
We started doing our prayer rallies at the cathedral in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
how can people join you? Where can people join you? How and where?
At the cathedral in Los Angeles from every Sunday from 11 to 1. And just come out and pray with us. The very first time we did this is when the riots broke out here in Los Angeles. We had planned one on May 31st, but the riots broke out on May 30th.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had two other Catholic groups going to do the same thing, but because of the riots, they bailed out. But you know what? We got to do what we got to do still. And so, you know, I didn't cancel. People were actually calling me, asking me if we were going to still do it. I'm like, yes, you know. But, you know, I was going to use common sense. If it wasn't safe, we weren't going to do it. But, you know, I needed to go down there myself because we know how the media magnifies everything. And, you know, I went down there actually with your brother too, Johnny, Jesse.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise
and,
me.
And another warrior, Paul, and some other people too. So we went down there, and you know what? It was it didn't even look like the riots happened there. And you know, once we saw a police officer drive by, he gave us a thumbs up. And you know what? They were so happy to see us there. You know, it was from what they went through the night before, and to see us there. You know, I had the big rosary rally banner, a big picture of Our Lady of Fatima. And, you know, they were good. And you know, they just would keep going by and giving us a honk, a wave, or whatever. You know, they were happy we were there. So we need to be, they need to see our supporting them too as well.
You're right.
You know,
yeah.
what they're up against, it's evil. You know, yes. So.
Laura, how can people contact you through
social media?
How can people contact you through social media if they want to.
I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, and I'm always putting information out there on Facebook. Just look up my name, Laura Chavez, and my picture is of the Holy Family. And also, you can contact our email as well. It's ourlady911@gmail.com.
I like it.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, ourlady911@gmail.com.
Good. Well, very
and
good,
like
Laura.
I said, every Sunday from 11 to 1.
All right. Well,
be
keep
out there.
Laura.
And you know, we're just out there. We're just out there with our messages. We have posters that are made up, so everybody's welcome to get posters as well. And we're just you know, holding our posters up like we went last night too. And we had fun with this one. We were like, honk for religious freedom, honk for our First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're just putting a message out there. And the reason why we're right in front of the cathedral as well, I mean, we even have the message of Archbishop, come pray with us. You know,
good.
So like I said, it's a prayer rally. We're not protesting.
Right. Right.
We want, and you know, from what I'm learning, that Catholics want this. Catholics, you know, the Catholics from all over are coming to the rallies, you know, because they need the support. We need it, you know, it's giving them hope.
Sure.
Hope that you know, letting our priests know also, it's like, we're supporting you, you know, we got your back.
You bet.
But you know, step up and exercise your canon right law, you know,
sure.
You know, exercise your First Amendment, you know, that's what we're hoping to put out there, is that to give them the strength to do what's right and, you know, to follow their calling.
Right.
Because as shepherds, you know, they're supposed to be, you know, right now what's really under attack is the elderly, you know, who are getting sick. They don't have, the priests aren't allowed to give them the sacraments because they're in the hospital and no one's allowed to get in. So right, what we have been battling for the unborn, we need to target that to the elderly,
right?
Because they're being denied their sacraments as well, you know. So and it's, you know, we know it's all about the virus and whatnot, but we know the truth, what's going on with the virus. They're using that as an agenda to, you know, to push that, you know, their agenda as a socialist.
Of socialism.
Country.
Yes.
Exactly. So, and,
yep.
You know, but we never hear the media talking about how the 99.96 that people are recovering from the virus. We never hear that.
Exactly.
No, because that's good news. They can't put that out.
Exactly. That's what we've been saying for quite some time. I just want to say, Laura, one more time, because we got another person on the other line coming in. Give us your email address. I've got several people texting me saying, I want to talk to this woman. So give us the email address, okay, please.
Ourlady, O-U-R, Lady, L-A-D-Y,
yes.
911@gmail.com.
Perfect. Laura.
And your social and your Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah, my social is, it's just Laura Chavez, L-A-U-R-A, and Chavez, it's C-H-A-V-E-Z.
Great. Well, Laura, I want to say thank you for your prayer support for the church and asking us to get our First Amendment right, and persevere. And I hope many of our listeners join you in prayer. So I appreciate you calling
can
in.
Can I say one more thing real quick?
Sure.
I just heard it. Okay, you know how it's the whole issue with the white-on-black crime, that's the only thing we hear about, right?
Yeah. Sure.
But you know what? The biggest white on black crime that we never hear about is the one with Planned Parenthood.
You got it.
You know,
well said, Laura.
Their founder, Margaret Sanger, is white, you know, and her mission was to eliminate the black race.
Well said.
They ever talk about that?
Thanks for putting that out there.
Yep. Keep it up, Laura.
Yes.
You bet.
God bless you.
You bet.
And God bless you guys too.
Thanks. Okay. He is. God love you. You bet. I know
thank you very much.
God love you. I know we got several people wanting to call
Diane,
in.
Terry,
Diane, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. God love you. Welcome. Diane.
Diane, you're on.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Diana. I just wanted to express this crazy idea that I feel like it's the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
So where I live in Pomona.
Mm-hmm.
And from the very top of Holt Avenue, you have St. Madeline, St. Joseph. You keep going down down into Temple. You
yes.
have St. Martha, St. Mm-hmm. Joseph, St. Louis of France. So I'm thinking we could do some kind of car procession going east and west to show people how to do what the Catholics do, praying mm-hmm. with our, you know, American flag and with Our Lady and with our crucifixes. And I know it sounds very big and grand, but, and then, you know, at those parishes, having the parishioners just circling the parishes and praying, and it could be like just, you know, a day event.
Sure.
We really need to battle. I was at the chapel yesterday, devastated. My son is supposed to get married on Saturday. We have no idea what's going to happen.
Right.
So it's just...
Well, your idea about going to parishes, that's what the Legion of Mary's been doing on the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima on October 13th. That's what they do. They have several parishes where we pray the rosary at each parish. So I think your idea is not crazy. I love your idea. I think it makes sense.
What you're talking about is called processions. Those are very Catholic.
Yeah.
Those are also a means of bringing grace to a town or a city.
Yeah, and when you have it all organized, let us know, and we'll promote it on the radio.
Absolutely.
We want to promote this kind of thing. And I also want to just recommend to everybody that confessions are still going on. You're in Pomona. We have confessions in Covina on Saturdays from 3 to 5 o'clock, and then we have the vigil mass. But we need to get people to be engaged in the sacraments, the mass, rosary, all these things we need to bring back to the faith, and I appreciate you doing what you're doing there. So keep up the good work.
Hey,
thank you,
Diana. I was just listening to you, this 911, and
yes.
I just wanted to offer that idea because Ruben was saying he was thinking of things to do, and so I just wanted
good
to
idea, Diana. Excellent. Keep it up. And tell your friends to
thank
tune
you.
In to Virgin Most Powerful Radio and be informed on the faith so they're not a low-information Catholic. All righty?
Thank you.
Thank you. God love you. You betcha. Hey, Jess, this thing that just to bring back the American Academy of Pediatrics, I was going to bring that up, but I'm glad these people called. Why don't you just summarize what this article says in the couple minutes we have?
It says America's worst crisis is not coronavirus.
Yes.
It's the liberal media, these doomsaying prophets from the liberal media.
That's it.
And it's funny because the liberal media usually criticizes Catholics, saying, oh, you Catholics are always talking about divine punishment,
mm-hmm.
about the hand of God.
Right.
Liberals are always ridiculing people of faith about, oh, you guys and your God and his punishment and his consequences. That's exactly what they're doing, Terry.
Exactly.
They've taken the whole coronavirus crisis, and for them, it's the end of everything. It's the new doom and gloom. The liberals are the new doom and gloom prophets based on false science.
Oh.
Yeah, we preach death, judgment, heaven, hell, based on God's truth.
Well said. And when we come back, we'll talk about the kids going back to school. We'll be back with the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't turn that dial.
Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we come to understand. According to St. Augustine, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. May God grant us a strong living faith in Him and His divine plan of salvation, and help us to believe so that we may understand.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Our motto, love God, save soul, slay air. Let's go to the phone lines. I just want to mention one thing that Dr. Sarah Goza from the American Academy of Pediatrics, she's the president. She says it is important for children to go back to school.
Absolutely.
She's warning us that kids are having suicidal thoughts, suicidal ideations if the schools don't reopen soon. This isn't a political statement. This is based on medicine and science. These kids are coming depressed and anxious. And the fact is, we have to open up our schools. Let's go to the phone lines, Terry.
All right. Who's up first? Go ahead. You're on the Terry and Jesse
Joseph,
show.
Joseph
Sandoval. Yeah, Joseph. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Joseph. What's on your mind, brother? It's Terry and Jesse.
I just wanted to mention, Jesse last week mentioned about Liz Wheeler. And I have more information. I watch her at from 9 to 10 Eastern Time on One America News.
Oh, yeah, that's
she's
a good
a host
one.
On there called The Tipping Point.
Yes.
And she sounds a lot like you, too. She's a Protestant Christian, so yes. I just wanted to pass it on.
Yeah.
Thanks,
it's because she's a woman of goodwill. That's
exactly.
What she sounds like. We
I know.
People of goodwill sound the same. Yeah.
All well, right.
Thanks a lot, Joseph.
Thanks, Joseph. God love you. Next. Yep.
God bless.
Yep. Thanks, Joseph.
We got Mark Sandoval. Mark's on the line. Go ahead, Mark. You're on.
We got mixed up. We are on the line. Can you hear us right now? This is Terry. Hello?
No. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, my friend. What is your name and where are you from?
Frank Sandoval?
Yeah, go ahead, Frank. I'm on all ears. Oh, okay. What can I do for you, brother?
Okay, thank you, brother. I just recently saw you the other day in at Sacred Heart Chapel. I just want to throw that out there, but... So I have an idea that was kind of mentioned before from
yes.
the previous caller.
Sure.
And I was wondering if we could have like a group of priests like doing an outside mass right outside of Gavin Newsom's like, you know, the capital state. I mean,
sure.
There's no greater statement than to show who we are as Catholics and what we stand for.
Right.
It would be like Jesus before Pilate, but this
wow.
happens to be the governor, the new
sure.
Pilate, Pontius Pilate. So, I mean, yeah, we're going to be we're going to have an army against us, but God plus one is an army. So we
well
really
said, Frank.
Fair.
Frank, I like your idea, buddy. Good thinking.
Yeah.
You know what, good Frank, that's a great idea, and hopefully this is giving ideas to Catholics all over the state because
exactly.
we also got to think micro. We got to have Catholic yeah. men and women in parishes saying, okay, what's our battle plan here for our parish?
Yep.
And then we have to also have like diocesan battle plans too.
Yep.
You know, maybe processions yeah. from one parish to another. And so hopefully many Knights of Columbus are out there hearing. And this is something that the Knights of Columbus should say, you know what? Let's organize things from parish to parish, from diocese to diocese, and maybe even a state battle plan. They have the infrastructure to do that, and
yep.
many of them are good men, good Catholic men. So hopefully we're having a lot of Knights of Columbus listening right now and maybe giving them food for thought. Terry.
Frank, no, I'd just say thank you. It's a good idea. We've got several people on hold, so Frank, I'll let you go and hope to see you at the chapel for Mass on Saturday at 5 or Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We're having outdoor Masses now, so thanks for the call in, brother. Take care.
Thank you
bet. Who do we have next, Jess?
We have another wireless caller, no name. You're on. Go ahead.
Joan.
Hi, Joan. Yep.
Hello.
All right.
Nice to hear from you, Joan.
Hi, I've tried to get you 15 times.
We're hard to get. We're little guys. I'm hard to hit. Go ahead.
I know. I'm in New York State, Canandaigua, New York, between Geneva and Rochester.
Yeah. I know where you're at. Good.
I would like to know three things.
Good. One, number one?
I have an idea. Number one is, how do we know what the name of the, the protection, you know, the vaccine? How do we know what the name of the vaccine is that we can have that does not have
aborted
embryonic
babies.
Cells?
Okay. Number
well, they haven't come up with the vaccine yet. They're working on it. And here's what's funny. We don't have vaccines for anything else like, you know, H1N1 and, you know, some of these other flus that we've had. But it's funny the way they're so quick to say we need to have a vaccine for the coronavirus. We haven't had a vaccine for any other virus. And this one, they're like saying this is a make it or break it deal. I will say whenever they do come up.
H1N1. We
yeah,
did
whenever
have it
they,
for H1N1.
Yeah, that's right.
Whenever they do have a vaccine, I know as a Catholic, we cannot be complicit with evil. So if they start using if they start using stem cell parts for this vaccine, as a Catholic, we can't cross that line. We're going to have to say, nope, we're not going to get vaccinated. We're not going to inject a dead baby's fetal cells into our body because we're going to continue to be part of the problem because they're going to justify the abortion. They're going to say, see, that's why we need to abort babies so we can cure people from coronavirus. That's the nexus that the liberals are going to try to do. And as Catholics, we can't cross that line. Come what may, I know Jess and Terry and anybody listening to this program that's a practicing Catholic, they're going to say, nope, you're not vaccinating me.
And to Joan, Bishop Strickland, who's going to be on our show, on our network in about 9 minutes when we're off the air, he's made it very clear as the Bishop of Tyler, we cannot do this. And I know that some people don't seem to think he's spot on, but we sure do. And Joan, what is your other question? Because I want to get it before we have to shut off
okay.
the hour.
My also response is that when I was listening to EWTN, they did say there was an internet site where we could find out what the name is of that vaccine.
All right.
I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, I'm aware that there are several. Let me just jump in because I'm aware that there are several companies that are trying to get the vaccine, and some of the companies are doing it without aborted babies. So you're absolutely right. So that's But just remember, a vaccine about 50% of the time it works. So 50% it doesn't work. Let's get you to your third point, though, Joan. Go ahead.
Okay. My third point. Actually, my second point was, how can we get the news out that it's actually Dr. Fauci that started this whole thing in China by weaponizing COVID?
Yeah, listen to the Terry and Jesse show. And
yeah, there's a lot of good media outlets that are putting that. We've put that information out.
Of course.
A lot of good. In other words, you're not going to get that from the mainstream media,
no.
The Alphabet Channel.
So where do I get it, and how can I justify it to people who are saying, oh, I don't believe that?
Again, there's a lot of smaller outlets. I mean, with somebody just named one, a Protestant one called OneNews.com.
Right.
You got LifeSite News. There's just many out there.
News.
Lepanto Institute, Church Militant.
LifeSite News.
Yeah.
Do I just type LifeSite News?
Yeah, you'll get it. And in the search engine, type in vaccines and you'll get the article.
They're probably the best media outlet right now for the Catholic Church
that
I would recommend Catholics.
Yep.
LifeSite News. That's the one-stop shop for anything accurate that's happening in the church and in our society. LifeSiteNews.com.
Yeah, Mother Marian said that was what she goes to. My last one is, and it's inspired by Black Lives Matter sign everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We as Catholics in front of every one of our houses need to put the same kind of situation sign. With Jesus comes love, kindness, and peace.
Well said, Joan. Well said. Joan, we got to run, but I appreciate your three points. And keep listening and tell your friends to tune in to Virgin Most Powerful. God bless you and your family. Jesse,
does that sound like a good idea?
Yes, I like it.
Yes, absolutely.
I like it. Yeah, that's why I said that. Oh. So thanks so much. Appreciate it. I just want to mention, Jesse, we're getting more texts. I ran into a person yesterday. They said, look, two of my friends were going to test for the COVID-19 at CVS, and they never made it. And again, they got
a letter.
Two letters. So this is not just going on a little bit. They're padding the numbers big time. So I say that. And also at CVS now, if you go to the point of sale machine where you check out, they're asking for donations to go towards the coronavirus vaccine. So you see, Jesse, this is like, are you kidding me? This is, we are being duped by this. They're padding the numbers. And I just want to say this. There's a old saying that let's not let a tragedy take place without using it as a benefit. What's that one from Chicago?
Let's not let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah. And that's
what's
happening.
By the former mayor of Chicago.
Emmanuel.
Rahm Emanuel.
Yep.
Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Right. Jess, I want to inspire people now with what we can do as Catholics. We know we can pray, but let's talk about the five stones of King David. We talked about...
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Jess. Hit it. We got a couple minutes.
Let me say one thing. First of all, let's pray America great again.
Absolutely.
That's what we as Catholics have to do. Second thing, let me give you kind of a natural solution, then we'll go supernatural, okay?
Yes.
Smile, guys. And why do I say that? I'm reading here from Dr. Ron Holman. He says, it takes 43 muscles to make a frown.
That's right.
But only 17 muscles to smile. So smiling takes less effort, and it helps you look younger. Smiling is one of our greatest gifts to do every chance you get for one another.
That's right.
So remember, it takes less effort to smile, less muscles, than it takes to make a frown. That's my natural advice. Supernatural advice, the five stones of David.
Yep.
Pray the rosary every day. Every day. Okay, remember, St. Dominic received the rosary from Our Lady in 1214 to defeat heresy. We're fighting against the heresy of socialism and communism and modernism. Those are the three-headed hydra that we're fighting right now. Number two, go to Mass as often as possible. Make sure you try to sign up to do a holy hour every week. Go visit our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament throughout the week. Every time you pass by a Catholic church, take your hat off, make the sign of the cross, and pray, O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment of mine. If you can't get to Mass, make sure you're doing spiritual communion with Jesus every day. The prayers on the internet, I think it's on Terry's website.
That's right. It is.
Number three, read the Mass readings every day. It takes 5 to 10 minutes. Get the Word of God into your soul. The Word of God into your soul is going to vaccinate you from all the propaganda in the world. Number four, Fridays are penance, penance, and penance. You can do fasting. You can abstain from meat. You can go to Mass, do an extra rosary, pray a rosary on your knees. Friday, let's do penance. And number five, make sure you're living in a state of grace by going to monthly confession with a Catholic priest, and make sure you're doing the act of contrition every night after an examination of conscience before you close your eyes.
And up next, Bishop Joseph Strickland from Tyler, Texas.
What an honor to have him on.
He's part of our team, man. And he says,
wow.
Hey, we're going to talk about the rosary. We're going to talk about the commandments. That's what he's doing every single Tuesday here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Tell your friends, because you know what? It's nice to have a bishop who's speaking with clarity and charity. I want to say, ask Jesse one last question. Jess, what state should we be living in, brother?
Live in a state of grace. Don't live in the state of mortal sin. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified of the show. And like us and share this show with others on your social media.
Full sheen ahead here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Bishop Strickland up next. Don't miss it. God love you and your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.